From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN senior officials report Russia is willing to discuss the lengthening of its three-hour daily suspensions of military action in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says the United Nations was not consulted by Russia about its decision.
But we have noted today from the Russian Federation availability and willingness to discuss as soon as possible with the UN how to improve what has been, in our opinion, an initial idea.
De Mistura says a three-hour pause in military action is not enough time to carry out a difficult humanitarian mission into battle-scarred Aleppo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A group of doctors in Aleppo have sent a letter to U.S. President Barack Obama describing the devastation there and pleading for action to stop sieges and attacks against civilians. Russia's UN envoy said Thursday the issue of Crimea's annexation, in his words, will never be revisited. The UN Security Council met at Ukraine's request Thursday in a closed-door session to discuss the tensions over Crimea. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks on the peninsula. Ukraine's envoy, Volodymyr Yelchenko, dismissed the accusations and invited Russia to present evidence backing them.
My biggest hope is that with this discussion, or this discussion will help Russian Federation to understand that they cannot really continue with this kind of behavior.
Meanwhile, a NATO official says the alliance is closely monitoring the heightened tensions between Russia and Ukraine. This is VOA News. Local news media in Nigeria are reporting two new cases of polio. It would have been the country's two-year anniversary of being polio-free. American gymnast Simone Biles is now officially the best gymnast in the world. Biles on Thursday won the women's individual all-around contest at the Olympics in Rio, while teammate Ali Raisman took the silver medal. Russian Alia Mustafina took the bronze. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Thursday called President Barack Obama the founder of the Islamic State group and his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, its most valuable player. Trump spoke to a group of evangelical Christians in Orlando, Florida, Thursday.
Our government isn't giving us good protection. Our government has unleashed ISIS. I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders.
The Democratic National Committee called Trump's comments outrageous and unhinged. For the second time this week, a group of prominent Republicans says it will not support Trump for president. More than 70 party members have drafted a letter to the chairman of the Republican National Committee, asking him to stop using Republican money, time, staff, and advertising to support Trump. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, was in Warren, Michigan, where she formally unveiled her economic plans.
We need to grow the economy and we need to make it fairer. The tide is not rising fast enough, and it is certainly not lifting all boats. Since the crash, too many of the gains have gone to the top 1%.
Clinton proposes creating 10 million jobs by rebuilding crumbling roads, bridges, and ports, taking away the tax breaks for U.S. companies that move jobs overseas, and making college and child care more affordable. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration said Thursday marijuana will remain on its list of dangerous drugs. The agency says pot has no medical benefits. Former governors of California and Rhode Island had requested that the DEA review its classification of the drug, which had been legalized in some form in 25 states and the District of Columbia. The DEA concluded that marijuana has a high potential for abuse, has no accepted medical use, and in fact lacks an acceptable level of safety for use even under medical supervision. The Ecuadorian government announced on Wednesday that it would allow Swedish investigators to interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at its embassy in London after a four-year stalemate over conditions for the interview. In a statement, Ecuador said the interview will take place in the coming weeks but did not go so far as to set an exact date. Assange has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London after being granted political asylum in that country in 2012. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.